It's the fourth day of the 2017 Utah State Legislative Session, and throughout this year's meeting of lawmakers, we'll be joined Tuesday and Thursday mornings by Chase Thomas, Policy and Advocacy Counsel with Alliance for Better Utah. And Chase, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Well, on Monday, you and I gave an overview of the session, everything that's coming up. Now, of course, there are some measures emerging. We're hearing about a potential repeal of the Zion Curtain in the alcohol side of things. One bill that made it out of a House committee this week was HB 11, and this has to do with the party affiliation of members of boards and commissions. And before we get into it, I know that Alliance for Better Utah issued a statement decrying this bill, just to get that out of the way for full disclosure. But in a nutshell, what would this bill do?
So here in Utah, we have over 400 boards and commissions, and of that, about, I think it was 75 or 74, have partisan requirements. Representative Norm Thurston went through these boards and he decided that 29 of them should no longer be partisan. And that just means that in addition to all the other qualifications, they need to have like specific knowledge or degrees or whatever to be on that board or commission, they also need to make sure that they have a certain percentage not be of one party.
Okay, and in Utah, which is largely dominated by Republicans, the idea is that you have to have, say, let's say a makeup of 75% Republican or 70% Republican, and the remaining would be independents, Democrats.
Yeah, exactly.
Could it be unaffiliated or non?
Yeah. Okay. We actually saw charts up there, and a lot of them were actually unaffiliated or independent.
Okay, so basically Thurston says that he's doing this because it can be hard to find people who are qualified who are not Republican. Is that the idea?
Exactly. During the committee, he had somebody from the governor's office come and explain that a lot of these board positions have remained unfilled for a long time just because it's hard to find party members that meet all these requirements and want to be on the boards, and just administrative inefficiency, in their words.
Okay. Democrats on this committee were upset with this proposal, notably Patrice Arendt. What did she have to say about this bill?
It was unclear whether Democrats thought this was an insidious attempt to undermine Democrats or to only have Republicans on the boards. But people thought that this could effectively silence minority party voices in the state.
Okay.
It just gave us the potential that if not Governor Herbert, governors down the line could appoint only Republicans to a board or commission. A lot of these commissions might not be super important to Democrats or unaffiliated, like the Livestock Market Commission.
Right.
But there are several very important commissions that do make important decisions on this list, like the Public Service Commission, the Labor Commission, air quality, water quality, oil and gas. A lot of these things where there have been voices from both sides of the aisle that have made balanced decisions in the legislature and in other areas, and Democrats believe that it should continue that way.
Okay. Chase, this kind of sounds familiar. Wasn't there a fight last year about a political party affiliation at the legislature?
Yeah, so last year, Representative LeVar Christensen's bill HB 220 passed, and that bill increased the number of Republicans that were on these key committees that run the legislature and make key decisions there.
Okay. Well, it's something I'm sure we'll be keeping an eye on through the session. Chase, just because we have not a lot of time with you, I'm going to move on to another topic, which is last night, Governor Gary Herbert gave his State of the State address. This is an annual speech the governor gives. In a nutshell, what did he have to say? And I know that it was probably encompassing quite a great deal, but any big news breaking out of the governor's State of the State address?
Yeah, he talked about a lot of different topics, but probably what was the most shocking to everybody was that he wholeheartedly endorsed tearing down the Zion Curtain.
Mr. Governor, tear down this wall.
Yes, exactly. he said that although he endorsed getting rid of this requirement, that we still need to be caring for public safety and making sure that we're not increasing underage drinking or drunk driving. So it's just, he sees the pragmatic view of it, that we're getting rid of one thing but increasing safety in others.
And there's a bit of a bargain being struck. Lawmakers have proposed tearing down the Zion Curtain, getting rid of the Zion Curtain from restaurants. But in exchange, they want to increase the markup at state liquor stores, right?
Yeah, so I think it's around 86% markup right now, and they want to increase it by 1 or 2 percentage points.
Okay. Well, Chase, what are you going to be following today on the Hill?
So right now I'm going to be going up to the education appropriations meeting where they're talking about the budget for public education. Super exciting stuff.
Super exciting, wonkish, but important, of course. And Chase Thomas from Alliance for Better Utah is following it and reporting back to us here at KCPW. Chase Thomas, Policy and Advocacy Counsel with Alliance for Better Utah. Thanks once again for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
This has been your Better Utah Legislative Update on KCPW.